Irony of inclusivity, former athletes criticize reported rejection of Folo NRL bid. The alleged denial of Israel Folo from re-entering the Australian Rugby League Commission has received criticism from former athletes. Folo's wife, Maria, had posted a video on Instagram claiming Israel had been offered a spot with the West Tigers in Sydney, only for the offer to be withdrawn after alleged opposition from team stalwart Wayne Pearce. In 2019, Folo had his multi-million-dollar deal with Rugby Australia terminated after he posted a meme saying that hell awaited drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, and fornicators among others. At the bottom of the post were the words, "Jesus saves you." Since then, the openly religious Folo has plied his trade in Europe, Asia, and Tonga, but the invitation from the Tigers would put him back on Australian fields. Maria Folo's claims. On social media, Maria Folo claimed Wayne Pearce, who was on the Australian Rugby League Commission, prevented her husband's return to the field. "Now I'm not sure how these boards work, and how one person has that much pull, and who can play in the, and who can't," she said. "We've been told that the Tigers are no longer going to lodge a contract because of the media pressure. It would be a distraction for the club, and then also pressure from elsewhere. It's very unfortunate that the Tigers have changed their mind." While the Folos claimed the invitation to play for the Tigers came from coach Benji Marshall, he said recruitment was not on his mind. "I don't talk about recruitment publicly, but that's the furthest thing from my mind right now," he said in a media address provided to the Epoch Times. "There's been a lot of reports out there, but I need to get my team back on track. I'm not even going to go down that path." Former athletes vocal. However, in response to Maria Folo's post, former Australian rugby union player Quade Cooper called it an irony of inclusivity. "Excluding someone in the name of inclusion," he wrote in a comment. "You can't claim to champion diversity while deciding who gets to participate." Former New Zealand All Black Artie Savia responded with love heart emojis, while former Queensland Rugby League Origin player Willie Tonga posted a passage from the Bible, Matthew 5:10, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." A high percentage of Pacific Island athletes subscribe to Christianity. Former NBA player Andrew Bogut called the situation the double standards of double standards. "Drug use, okay, welcome back. Drink driving, okay, welcome back," he wrote, alluding to rugby league indiscretions involving Brandon Smith and Ezra Mam. "Domestic violence, okay, welcome back. Arrested for XYZ, okay, welcome back," Bogut added. "Non-inclusive beliefs or words, not welcome back, sorry." The Christian-leaning family first said Folo did not commit a crime. "Israel Folo has not committed a crime. He has not assaulted anyone. He has not abused women. He has not engaged in misconduct on the field or off it," wrote National Director Lyle Shelton in a statement on social media. His offense was posting a Bible verse expressing Orthodox Christian teaching about repentance and salvation. Yet the NRL has repeatedly welcomed back players involved in serious off-field scandals, including incidents involving violence against women and other deeply troubling conduct.